Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Celebrate the season during the 12 Days of Cheer at the Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Beginning December 20th, the halls are decked in holiday style. Decorate your very own keepsake ornament, create a custom stocking, or even meet Santa himself. Holiday magic awaits in Paso Robles. Visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to book your holiday getaway today.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, December 27th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
President and clerk appointed for Paso Robles and Atascadero school boards. Paso Robles firefighters respond to report of smoke in apartment. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. Both the Paso Robles and Atascadero school boards recently elected their new board presidents and clerks after this year's election season. For Paso Robles, Jim Cogan and Sandra Williams were elected to be president and clerk, respectively. Trustees McCoy, Ennie, and Castillo dissented in the votes for Cogan's appointment. Atascadero's trustees Tracy Ellis White and Denise McGrew Kane will serve as the board's president and clerk as well. School boards are required to elect a president and clerk annually per California election code. The president has the same rights as other board members, with other duties including appointing and dissolving committees subject to board approval, signing all acts, orders, and resolutions necessary, representing the board as spokesperson in communications in conjunction with the superintendent, and working with the superintendent to ensure all board members have necessary materials and information. Paso Robles firefighters received reports of smoke coming from an apartment early Thursday morning, just after midnight. The incident occurred at 420 12th Street, with firefighters able to see smoke coming from inside a unit. Upon investigating, they discovered the source was a heater with a door placed against it. No injuries or significant damage was reported, and crews left the scene at around 12:55 a.m. Closure reminders for New Year's Day. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we say value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A reminder that New Year's Day is approaching next week on Wednesday. Federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday. The city of Paso Robles says their closures will start at 5 p.m. on the 31st. Trash, recycling, and green waste collection will also be delayed by one day starting on Wednesday. Some retail stores and restaurants may be open for New Year's Day, but with modified hours. Now here's an update from Paso Robles Capital Projects engineer Didis Esperanza.
The Golden Hill Road paving from Creston to Rolling Hills was completed at the end of a very long day. Thanks for the community's patience, as it was quite challenging, I'm sure, for the people going southbound to have to detour to Rolling Hills. Thank you also for your patience as we're having to detour traffic in the Boland neighborhood. We're constructing a concrete cross gutter across Nickerson at Creston, and so access across Nickerson at Creston is not available to traffic, and so the traffic flow has to be rerouted to the Boland neighborhood. I'm pleased to say, however, that the contractor is progressing well, and as anticipated, the work should be done by the end of the day on Friday, January 13th, and open it up to traffic, and so the detour through the Boland Drive neighborhood will no longer be needed.
That's Capital Projects engineer Didis Esperanza. The California Highway Patrol entered its Christmas maximum enforcement period on December 24th and came to a close on December 25th at 11:59 p.m. CHP says that during this time, 308 individuals were arrested for driving under the influence across California. 8,835 citations were also written up, which included speeding, seatbelt violations, and other traffic infractions. CHP will enter another maximum enforcement period for New Year's, starting on New Year's Eve. Several dozen laws will go into effect in California starting January 1st, 2025. Here are some of those laws now. AB 2499 will expand the list of crimes for which employees can take time off, as well as allowing employees to take time off to assist family members who are victims of specified crimes. AB 2123 will prohibit employers from requiring employees to use up to 2 weeks of unused vacation time before being able to access California's paid family leave program. Paid family leave provides wages for workers who take time off to care for ill family members, bond with a child, or help family members called to active duty. AB 1780 won't go into effect until September 1st, 2025. However, it will prohibit legacy admissions to private nonprofit colleges in the state. This will prevent legacy or donor preferences for applicants as part of the admissions process. In sports for the NFL, yesterday, the Seahawks defeated the Bears 6-3. Tomorrow, the Chargers will face the Patriots, the Broncos will go against the Bengals, and the Cardinals will face the Rams. For KPRL's triple header on Sunday, we'll have the Raiders against the Saints, then the Dolphins versus the Browns, and the Falcons will face the Commanders. In the NBA, yesterday, the Pistons defeated the Kings 114-113. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Clippers. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
California headline news. A 110-year-old former hotel in downtown L.A. badly damaged after a fire. Mark Dyer with the AIDS Healthcare Foundation says squatters have been a problem.
We've had problems over the last, for a period of time, but it's gotten more serious and uptick in it over the last 8 to 10 weeks, 12 weeks. We secured it last week and we thought no one was in there, but somehow they got in.
The old Morrison Hotel, featured on the cover of the 1970s Doors album of the same name, burned for nearly 2 hours. No one was hurt. High surf warnings issued along the Pacific Coast, especially in Northern California, with alerts lasting until at least Sunday. Montero resident Ava Mora had a chance to check out the pounding surf this week, describing the area as a beautiful but powerful place.
Be careful. Obviously, if they say don't go down on the beach, don't go down on the beach.
Forecasters predict massive waves reaching up to 30 feet, some areas experiencing heights of 50 feet. L.A. County Sheriff's Department investigating the deaths of three people found dead in Baldwin Park. I'm John Gilliland. This is California News.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all could take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com to get 4 iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus 4 lines for $25. Now drop that joke.
With 24-month bill credits for eligible trade-ins and 4 new lines without auto pay, well qualified customers with taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due $999.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here at Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. UCANR Innovate, the innovation arm of the University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources, has opened applications for its VineConnect program. California farmers are at the heart of global food production, but staying ahead requires constant innovation. To meet this challenge, VineConnect bridges the gap between innovation and application by helping entrepreneurs tailor proven technologies for farmers to ease weed control, harvest, and other farming tasks. Each year, the VineConnect program runs 3 cohorts, each centered on different focus areas within California agriculture. Food and Farm News is brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL, sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways south of North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with cloudy skies overnight, lows in the mid-40s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds early with partial sunshine expected later in the afternoon, highs in the mid-60s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday, then back to partly cloudy Thursday and Friday next week. Low 60s on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, mid-60s Wednesday, upper 60s Thursday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
We did it. We had an amazing harvest this year, and our popular Koroniki is back.
High polyphenols and all.
Christmas dinner will have garlic on the potatoes and lemon in the green bean casserole for a fresh, bright kick. And we have cinnamon flavor, raspberry, tangerine, praline, basil, rosemary, jalapeno, and chipotle, too. Our olive oils are a great gift. Find us at the Groves on 41, social media, and visit us at Farmers Market.
Thank you, North County, for an amazing 2024. We wish you a happy holiday season and look forward to seeing you in 2025.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
New York becomes the second state to hold major polluters like fossil fuel companies accountable for extreme weather disasters. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, following Vermont in the effort to hold major polluters responsible for natural disaster cleanup, signing into law the Climate Change Superfund Act. It mandates companies responsible for the bulk of carbon emissions buildup between 2000 and 2024 pay about $3 billion each year for 25 years. The money would pay for damage already done to homes, roads, and bridges, and help cover the cost of preparing for increasingly extreme weather in the years to come. Critics claim the law is unworkable, likely to be challenged in court, and will only end up costing customers more. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on singlecare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to singlecare.com or download the free app today.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you can make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." This prophecy reveals the coming Son of David, Jesus Christ. First, Jesus came to us as a child born of the Virgin Mary. At the age of 30, he began his ministry through which he revealed the kingdom of God that would be within our hearts. The increase of his government occurs in our hearts as we yield our will to his and grow in the benefits of his kingdom within through the blessings of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. This blessed Christmas season is when we celebrate his first advent. May I suggest that we invite him into our hearts and as the community rejoice together in his ongoing work of grace in our lives.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo. 805-544-3565.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you.
KPRL.
Forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. Oh, how I'll love you together, together. That's how it must be to live with us.
The Morning Exchange.
Would only mean heartbreak for me.
All right, coming up this afternoon, Al has some family business to take care of. That means the holiday style, so that's good news. Darcia will be in this afternoon on Open Mic Friday, 12:30 till 2, all here on The Right Choice. And just because we've had some specials and we'll have some more on the way, tomorrow morning will be normal. That means Pure Country, Diane, and Jimmy will all be here, and then Gary Brill will have Leslie Gore in the spotlight on Jukebox Saturday night. All right, got an email here. Let's see. Creston Nickerson. Good morning. If we can't make a left or right-hand turn from Creston onto Nickerson, why do they have a flashing red light? Which means we have to stop. What's the purpose? I don't know. I noticed it. Because I've been heading that way. I don't know. Maybe it's just a kind of a reminder that there's some work done on the side, but they've been having that on Creston Road, a lot of work done with the workers there, and we're driving by. I don't know why. You call the city and ask them. I know earlier in the week, they I think the light was just running as normal, and then yesterday I noticed that they had the red flashing light, so... again, call the city or ask one of the crew. I don't know. It's they're doing their job and doing work. It's not the end of the world. All right. Let's see. What else do we have? Not much, because this time of the year is generally pretty light. But it'll be interesting to see how much this, and it's not a surprise, national news. I didn't hear the national news at the top of the hour, but there are some recently received... photos of the President of the United States, Joe Biden, posing with Hunter Biden's business associates. This is, remember, he has denied going back to 2019. President Biden is seen in newly uncovered photos meeting with Hunter Biden's Chinese business associates in China while he served as vice president, and this brings further scrutiny to his claim he never discussed business with his son. Now, the photos were obtained by America First. That's a conservative-leaning through litigation against the National Archives and Records Administration. Now, what's interesting about this and not surprising is that lawyers and representatives for President Biden and President Obama delayed these releases of the photographs, as they did with other records, until after Election Day. No surprise. No surprise. So this brings me to something that I'm sure many of you have been, maybe not on the top of your mind, but of corruption in government. And we're not just talking federally. We're talking statewide and locally. And corruption covers a lot of things, other than, I think, what most people would think. And it has to do with cronyism and a whole bunch of other stuff when you go in and look at the definition. And there has been increases in corruption in the United States. Now, corruption in the United States has existed almost since day one. Almost since day one. Then you can just move forward to Teapot Dome scandal and some other things that have happened over the years. And there have been continually some high-profile examples of elected officials, let's just say, bettering themselves. And not in all, but in many cases, the accountability is nil. And so I was doing a little research this morning, looking at the, you know, some of the reasons. Again, not all, but part of the problem is the system itself. The system itself. And what I mean by that, or what I've read this morning about that, is we have gotten to the point where people that are working within government and people in position of power to discipline, such as judges, the cronyism that has developed and the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow for these people in these situations, because they get a cut, they get acquainted with people who have decisions when it comes to money, which is the driver of most of us. So therefore, they are put into positions and it's like, ha, 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 I got your back, don't worry about it, because it's become very lucrative to do this. And so for people that have the responsibility of disciplining those who do things, I'll just say, that are bad and wrong, illegal, they're rolling the dice that they're not going to get in any big trouble. They're not going to get in any big trouble. Or what they do also, and to a small extent, we've seen it at, particularly at the Board of Supervisors, they're going to make rules and laws that keep you as silent as possible. And let's just take it even down from the government center in St. Louis to right here in City Hall in Paso Robles. If you remember the issue regarding the parking, which how can you forget? Do you remember that there were some quite a few people who said they did not want to sign the petition because they feared retribution from city government? Now, why would they think that? Well, I don't know. But this has gotten to be a bigger problem, I think, that people realize, because the government is controlling more and more of you, us, and the people fear retribution. I mean, we see it. I've seen it in schools for a long time. Over the years, and I'm not pointing out any school in particular, but over the many years, we've had people call this radio station with issues going on at the school. Well, you would think, okay, if there's an issue going on at the school and it involves your kid or something like that, why don't you call? Well, these people, this is them saying it, that, well, we don't want our kids to get in trouble. We don't want them to be given failing grades because of, you know, whatever happened in the school. So this is not uncommon in many levels when you're dealing with government. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. Kevin, I'm glad you brought this subject up. I realize that it's kind of dead air space today, but this is very important, and you're exactly right. People who know me know that this is one of my touchy subjects, because it's going on every day right here in Slo County, from the Board of Supervisors on down to your city government or your GSA. It's going on all the time. I'll tell you whose job it is to straighten that out. The district attorney. That's whose job it is. You have to beg him practically to get an internal government, at least one lawyer, to look at the stuff that goes on a regular basis. And by now, it's not accidental. Some of that does occur. I've seen some of it occur right here in Paso Robles. So have you. The bottom line here is there's no policeman watching the door. No way. That, you just do what you want to do. The Paso Robles City Council has broken the Brown Act a half a dozen times, and I can name those times. Do you think anybody will do anything about it? It's up to us to turn it into the DA, and then it just kind of disappears. That's the problem. It goes on at the Board of Supervisors all the time, and you've got an attorney sitting right there with you.
Well,
it should be deciphering this stuff.
Well, that gets to my point. You also have you have an attorney at the Paso Robles City Council meetings as well. But you get into the, okay, who's paying their salary?
We are.
Well, yes, but the council or the board, they have the ability to get rid of these people if they're not doing their job. So the attorneys know that. So they're going to let them get away with some things that when we say, well, what about the Brown Act? What about this? What about that? Nothing gets done. There's not going to be any retribution about the people who agreed to your contract and your exorbitant salary. You don't want to lose that. So you're not going to ruffle any feathers. As I've said before, if I'm the chief of police, and I'm hired by the board, or the city council, am I going to go against the grain on them?
No. You hit it on the head. That's what woke me up this morning, was the fact that you're even aware, as are others, that there is retribution. How about we're taking citizens right off the street and sending them to jail for doing nothing more than bad-mouthing a parking boy? We did that. Cost them a lot of money, cost them 3 days in jail. Because they knew what they were doing, they know when to put people in jail, when they have to stay there over the weekend, can't get out.
All right, so again, that's making my point. So that word gets around to the community that, I better keep my mouth shut, I better not do anything, I better not say anything, I better not sign any petitions, because I'm afraid that this may happen to me.
Yes. When you have, you know as well as I do, we've seen it around the world. When you have a government agency in charge of policing, I don't care what their name is or what their job is, if they're in charge of policing and they have arrest power, you can get in trouble in a hurry. And that happens to have happened right here.
Well, what can be done about it? I mean, the problem is, this is the more that the government surrounds themselves with the security and all the people that they get in on the security and they don't want to do this, they're going to get along and so forth. Let's make more laws to keep the people as far away. They can't say this if they get a little loud at the school board or the public meetings. We're going to threaten them with escorting them out of the office, out of the venue, or even arresting them. So they keep putting more, somewhat threats on the citizens to, you will abide by what we do, and we will do whatever the heck we want.
Yes, that's pretty much how it's gotten. And with no penalty, nothing. In the way of treating people that way. Because, you know, you go along to come along until you don't. And then it becomes an issue. The corruption in this county is renowned. It's been that way for a long time, off and on, over the years. But right now, from the core of GSAs all the way up and including the Board of Supervisors, there's laws on the books in California. Of course, it's not hard to break a law in California. You read the laws this morning that are going to go into effect. When we're the most regulated, the single most taxed state in the nation, period, no question about it, why do we need more laws? My answer is we don't. We don't need more laws. We might need some enforcement on the laws you have.
Well,
but right now, this state is underwater, completely, financially underwater, and all they can think about is doing things like setting up a bureau for illegal immigrants. A bureau in charge of making sure their life goes right.
Yeah, and they're looking for $60 million from the state to help this. And
as, that's,
you know,
correct.
I mean,
it's unbelievable stuff. It existed only in Disneyland until now, but not, that's no more. And anybody that has a minute's truth to think that the governor of this state is telling you the truth, he's not. This is a little boy who never even had to take the trash out at home.
Well, you know, regarding the truth, he like many, and this is not just on one side, but it just seems that if you throw Biden and Newsom together, they've told quite a few lies in the last few years. And again, I go back to something that I'm adamantly frustrated about. The accountability of the lies. Nobody holds them accountable for the lies.
That's my point as well. And some people will tell you that I could actually become boring behind this subject. There's been so much violation. For example, they will sit at the dais and tell you, you can't criticize us. I've been in the room when that's been done. Read the Ralph M. Brown Act. Critical speech is protected. You are allowed to go there. You're not allowed to use profanity or demean somebody in a personal way, but you can sure demean them for their behavior that they have perpetrated on the public. And yet, they're trying to shut that down. You have boards of supervisors who don't believe that they should have to undergo criticism. And have said so in open forum. So the bottom line here is we're out of control, and we need some help, and that comes from the DA's office. He's the law enforcement officer for this county. Mm-hmm. And it's time we started, that there has to be some penalty on the other side for misbehaving as an elected official.
So... correct me if I'm wrong. Are you saying that Dan Dow isn't doing his job?
I did say that, and I will say that on public integrity, he is not doing his job. He's a wonderful guy. He's a good man. He's a good lawyer, but in this case, he's ignoring a problem. Remember, there's some cronyism involved in this. He's an elected official, also. And don't we ever give that up in this county. Don't ever go to an appointed position for any of these people. Elect them. That way they owe you. They don't owe them.
Well, but that gets into another point, though, of who do they owe? They owe their donors.
That's correct. And the constituents that vote for them.
Yeah, but who do you think comes in second? On that, the
taxpayers,
right? The donors come in first.
Yes, no question. It's actually human behavior.
Well,
not good, not right, but it is.
Well, human behavior. I mean, obviously, it's a complicated subject, but human behavior is, you know, the greed and selfishness, and from what I believe is when we're born. You know, you want to take something for somebody that's you don't have. But over the course of time, we know the difference. We know the difference, and that becomes integrity or character, whatever you want to call it. So when you get to certain positions, in, you know, such as we're referring to now, that's a pretty high, important position that we think has a lot of credibility or should have a lot of credibility or ethics in it, rather. And that should not be able to be bought. Now,
correct.
That may be a little naive. However, that's the way it should, because they're setting the example, or should set the example. And that doesn't seem to be the case in many positions that we used to think highly of.
Exactly right. Exactly right. In fact, some of the initial negative circumstances have occurred because we trusted people and the system, and we were let down without a question. It's as if right now, oh, if you're an elected official and you're or running a government agency, you can do no wrong, which isn't true.
No, not at all. All right, we got to go.
We'll talk soon. Bye for now.
All right, we're going to exit. Stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Paso Robles firefighters responded to a report of smoke coming from an apartment early Thursday morning just after midnight. The incident occurred at 420 12th Street, and firefighters discovered the source was a heater with a door placed against it. No injuries or significant damage was reported. Crews left the scene at around 12:55 a.m. Both the Paso Robles and Atascadero school boards recently elected their new board presidents and clerks. For Paso Robles, Jim Cogan and Sandra Williams were elected to be president and clerk, respectively. And for Atascadero, trustees Tracy Ellis White and Denise McGrew Kane will serve as president and clerk. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy early today, then partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Top Canadian ministers reportedly headed to Florida for talks with the incoming Trump administration to discuss border security and trade as the incoming president's inauguration day nears. New Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc and Foreign Minister Melanie Joly will be in West Palm Beach for those talks, which are designed to avoid sweeping tariffs threatened by President-elect Trump if Canada does not secure its border. Investigators say there's strong evidence Russian air defense did down an Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed in Kazakhstan, leaving 38 people dead.
Some aviation experts have suggested that the perforations in the plane's tail section looked consistent with a possible missile strike or the work of air defense. This crash did come shortly after drone strikes hit southern Russia Wednesday morning, and drone activity, of course, has shut down airports in that area in the past.
America's listening to Fox News.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Ho, ho, ho! It's time to drop some holiday cheer at the Tachi Palace. Every Friday in December, join us for Richie's Holiday Puck. Two lucky winners every hour from 5 to 8 p.m. could win their share of over $250,000 in cash and prizes. And you want to know a secret? You can earn extra entries every Wednesday. Every 100 points gets you a ticket into the drawing. That's a lot of holiday luck. Don't miss your chance to win big this holiday season only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
It is 11 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, Here's Martin Weiss.
Seattle Seahawks beat the Chicago Bears 6-3. Seattle improves to 9-7, 6-1 on the road. Caleb Williams threw an interception that ends his NFL rookie record string of passes without interception at 535. The Bears, 4-5 at home, fall all the way to 4-12 on the year. In the NBA, Jaden Ivey hit a 4-point play late in the fourth quarter to give the Pistons a 1-point lead and eventually the win, 114-113. Cade Cunningham chipping in with 33 points, 10 assists. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Rockets beat the Pelicans 128-111. Grizzlies beat the Raptors 155-126. The Heat beat the Magic 89-88, and the Thunder outlast the Pacers 120-114. In college football, Toledo beat Pittsburgh 48-46. Kansas State over Rutgers 44-41, and Arkansas State beat Bowling Green 38-31.
Triple header this Sunday morning, beginning at 9:30 here on KPRL. It'll be the Raiders taking on the Saints, then the Dolphins and the Browns, and the late game, that is Atlanta and Washington, all here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tidy each and every night, 13th and Riverside. It is 9.5 minutes away from 7 at The Right Choice.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance. Clouds early, and we'll have a little bit of sunshine, but some clouds hanging around. Highs in the mid-60s, partly cloudy tonight. And overnight, maybe even getting a little dense early Saturday morning. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. Cloudy skies and hanging around all day for you Saturday with highs in the mid-60s. As we get out to Sunday, it will be low 60s, clouds and some clouds, low 60s on Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday for your first day of 2025, mid-60s. Thursday, upper 60s and upper 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 712 a.m., 458 p.m., and we are at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Moving right along on the Friday edition on The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The absolutely world-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Down there in Atascadero in the Oaks Plaza near the Guest House Grill. Lots of things to offer. As we check in to see what critters may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home, safe and sound. And it looks like, once again, there's nothing to report, but okay, get ready, young man.
Remember, yesterday I got the up-to-bat one early, so...
I know, and you should have went with your gut the first time instead of backing out. Okay, I'm going to stay with... sports.
Okay.
To choose a team.
There's a figure of speech for choosing a team?
Well, according to this, there is.
Huh. I'm not certain. I'm not doing too good this week, so what is it?
To take sides.
Okay, that makes sense, but I would have never guessed that in a million years.
So you think this one's lame?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay, well, I do too.
So it's hardly a figure of speech. Choose your team, pick, take sides. It's like, yeah, they kind of mean the same thing.
Choose a team, pick, take sides, pick sides. Well, take one side. I don't know. I don't write these things. I just read them. All right. If you lose one or find one, give us a call at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. They got everything you need all under one roof. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner. Every day they're open for breakfast and lunch. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Friday, that means I'm going to play a little bit of tease of a song. So call in and give me the name of the artiste or the name of the song. Get close. I'll decide what's close. Extremely important here. Do not answer a question with a question. Miss Landers taught us that in first grade. And make sure your inflection doesn't sound like it's a question. All right. Good luck. This is the last one of the year, so I think it's probably pretty darn easy. Pretty darn easy. Good luck. That's all you should need. That's all you should need. One of the greatest intros of all time. All time. Let's see. Well, someone was calling in, so got it's it going going back, and it had two titles, and there's two separate versions of this song. Two separate versions of this song. I can't believe it. Nobody knows what this is. One of the greatest intros of all time. Yeah. Just listen to that. Man, that is so good. I get goosebumps. Well, we may be running out of time, not be able to get the whole song in. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Honky Tonk Woman, Rolling Stones.
That's right, Big Lips and Rolling Uglies. You're exactly right. You like the song?
Absolutely. Everything the Stones did okay. was brilliant. Spider and the Fly is the best.
Okay, may I have your name, please?
Yeah, Jeff Gallagher.
All right, Jeff, we have you down as a qualifier. Happy New Year, and you're down as our final one. Yep, recorded in June of 1969, released July 4th, 1969. Number one for Big Lips and the Rolling Uglies. Called Country Honk, and the original beginning was, I'm sitting in a bar, tipping a jar in Jackson, referring to Jackson, Mississippi, but obviously that all changed. Brian Jones had something to do with that, and the rest is one of their biggest hits ever, The Stones from 69.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. A reminder that New Year's Day is approaching next week on Wednesday. Federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday. The City of Paso Robles says their closures will start at 5 p.m. on the 31st. Some retail stores and restaurants may be open for New Year's Day, but with modified hours. CHP entered its
Christmas maximum enforcement period on December 24th, which came to a close on the 25th at 11:59 p.m. During this time, CHP arrested 308 individuals for driving under the influence of alcohol across California. CHP will enter another maximum enforcement period for New Year's starting on New Year's Eve. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy early, then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s, it's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Keith and Mick wrote it, originally written as a real Hank Williams, Jimmy Rogers tune, and if you, obviously the distinct open with the cowbells, not played by Christopher Walken, but played by the producer, Jimmy Miller. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.